This is Monica from monica.ca, and welcome to my healing world. Thank you for listening to my first podcast, and I hopefully will amuse you as I explain how I am getting through my life, found that have helped me recover from a death-defying incident in 1992. I fell off a cliff in the Grand Canyon, and I realized in that moment that I had to take my own life in my own hands, and nothing could get me out of my predicament except myself. I mean, I had to really dig down deep and find out what it would take for me to heal the broken body that I had managed to get myself into. And we all come from different points of view. I mean, some people have car accidents, some people have life-defying diseases that come up just because of the way the body is reacting to the environment. And myself, I mean, literally, I dropped off a cliff and I managed to stay alive. And I am a walking, breathing experience of all the different types of healing modalities that are out there. And what I want to start with in this first podcast is just to introduce you to the direction I took when I fell off that cliff. I looked down that mountain and I said to myself, oh my goodness, I am still alive and I would like some guidance on this. And I really had to be quiet. Of course, you know, you're in the middle of the Grand Canyon, so there's nothing more you can be doing except being quiet. And there was no one around me. And I realized in that first moment that that was my first mistake, which was that I was alone. That in my emotions and in my self-will that I had managed to create a moment where I was alone and there was no one to help me except myself. And so I looked down the mountain, and I looked up the mountain, and I jammed my hat on my head, and I said, okay, you're still alive, so move on up the hill. And I jammed the hat on my head because I had to stop the bleeding that was happening, gushing out of my head. Because, you know, if you ever hurt your head, you realize that there's a lot of blood vessels in that head, and the blood just comes pouring out, and so I had to do that. And I looked up the mountain, and I says, well, you know, who knows when I'm going to go into shock? Who knows when anyone's going to come rescue me? And, you know, up is the only place to go, because down was another 5,000 feet or more. I don't know. I wasn't there to count it. I just knew I fell and injured myself, and I had to get back up. So I walked and climbed and scampered up to the top of the mountain, and once I got there, God did touch me in that moment, and I said to myself, okay, now it's time to scream for help. And so I did. I started screaming. I was loud and I was vocal, and I made sure that I was attracting attention to the situation that I was in. And wave after wave of people came to help me. And that's metaphorically what's happened in my life. Wave after wave of people have come and helped me to find my direction, to find my way of healing, you know, to find the therapies that I needed to get my body to work. And so in this podcasting situation, I can finally verbalize the different modalities that have helped me to discover myself, to create that inner communication with myself that would help me understand how my body works. And today I just wanted to just give that out as a introduction to myself, and I hopefully you will just hear me from your heart, and you will understand that I'm just coming from a place of discovery myself, the wonderment of how the body works. And in each moment, to create the best that you can be, you have to know the language of the body. You have to realize that there is a universe within that is always committed to your well-being, that you will always get better if you do the work. And we all know that there's thousands of therapies out there. And I can only show you the ones that I have discovered, and hopefully I'll meet many of you out there who will show me more, because, you know, it's a very delightful language, the body. The body has a language all of its own, and I've always said to myself, I wish I was born with a manual about how the body works, because, you know, you're born and you're literally have to create information for yourself on how to interact with yourself to remain healthy. I mean, if it's not vitamins, it's exercise, it's right thinking, it's just having kindness in your heart to accept what is happening in your life and then carry on. So let's get on with what I'm going to offer you in this first 20 minutes. I've actually, in the last little while, started coining a phrase, which is, you know, reframe your body for optimum health. I literally can teach anybody from age 5 to 50 to 75 how to just stand and create a framework so that internal body is well supported. I'll just lead you through it. Hopefully you'll understand that right now, because it's my first podcast, that it's a matter of structuring and how to present anything. And I'm going to wing this one just because it's the right time for it. I figure if I can capture you in this first podcast, you'll understand that I'm coming from a very experiential and successful point of view. So let's start. You can all start by standing. And this is a structure that will create the framework for your body and that will support your bones and your muscles and your feet and your organs and your endocrine system and your neck. All these things within 3 minutes. So you look down at your feet. And I just want you to create a triangle that is about 90 degrees or 45 degrees from center. And then take the heels and bring it out so that the foot is looking like a square underneath you. So that your heels are actually underneath your hip bones. And then what I want you to do is then take the heel, the big, well actually, heel to the big toe and figure out where the muscle is that controls that big toe. I want you then to tap the big toe. I want you to take the knee and I want you to feel the knee and the big toe in connection. I want you to feel how that all streams into your crotch, and that, you know, just imagine that there's an arch in your crotch that you can actually hold your pelvis in, fully supported by the ground and your feet. And once you've established that feeling of internal leg into the hips, I want you then to take that feeling and then roll your belly button up against your spine. I want you to hold that belly up against your spine in a very gentle, easy way. Nothing strained or strenuous about it. Let's not make it work. Let's just make it a exercise that you do, if not 10 or 20, if not a million times a day, where you're just taking that belly button and you're helping it support the kidneys and the adrenals and the lower spine. So you'll feel the reins connected to the hip bone from the front. I would like to move all your energy to the front of your body, you know, to take the strain off your lower back and the back of your legs, your back of your hips. I want you to start to learn to use the front of the body and the front muscles of the body to support the spine rather than the back muscles. So I come from this background where I did break my lower back. I was fortunate not to be paralyzed by my fall, but I did learn a lot that I needed to change my way of being in my legs, and I had to change my way of being in my body. So I've created all these things from 20 years of investigation. So taking that belly button, pulling it up against your spine, and letting it go. That's not where I want you to be. I want you to pull it up and I want you to learn to use your muscles with that little bit of knowledge, the connection between the big toe, the knee, the hips, and then the belly button. From there, I want you just to take your chest and I want you to bring it forward so that the spine starts to straighten. The thing about the body is that it works best if we're symmetrical. If we start to lean on one side to the other side, what it does is it throws a zigzag and it just puts a little bit of pressure on all the different organs, all the different endocrine glands. So you want to just make sure you stand in a very symmetrical way. You know, practice. If you're in front of an elevator or if you're standing in the line in the airport, just practice staying in that position and tapping the toe and feeling the arch and, you know, feeling the belly button and feeling that the chest is opening so that the shoulders start to drop back. Now take the elbows and bring it out to the side. You'll get to play this over and over again, so hopefully I'll be able to say it in a way that, you know, you can listen to it over and over again. But I want you just to bring the elbows to the side and just like to kind of feel that the air around you is supporting your body, that, you know, you are actually having a relationship with the environment around you, that you're not alone, that you're actually within the environment and the environment is supporting you. So take that chest, open it up, and then I want you just to nod your head up and down. I want you to feel where your neck is, where it's all sitting, and I want you to just, you know, figure out where you would make your head go up and down with. Now take your fingers and bring it up to your ears and just put them in your ears and then start rotating your head around those fingers so that you're looking down at your chest from your ears. You're looking up from your ears. You know, if you're in front of a computer monitor, just really feel that that is where you're going to be changing your neck from, not from where you were before a minute ago. You know, do a before and after and just realize that these are different bones and joints that you have to just experiment with so that you will get yourself sitting in a more cohesive way with your body. So let's play with that idea. I'm going to further it on in another series because I know that we'll have to bring it, I'll have to explain why I do the things I do. What I would like to express is that if you do come play with me, that I will be showing you all these different ways of addressing the body from my training as a registered shiatsu therapist, as a student of quantum biofeedback with my own indigo system. I've studied with alkaline water. I have played with zero-point energy field. I am using and discovering light energy at the present time. I realize that the body is light activated and that, you know, a lot of our neurological immune system is based on light activation. So I think I've done my 15 minutes of homework, and again, please forgive me. It is my first time on a podcast, and I've done my best to fill my 18 minutes, and lo and behold, I am still going to be learning, and monica.ca, that's my website, and most of the stuff that I'm going to be doing is going to be located there, so if you like to go there, I'd love to welcome you there, and remember, this is my healing world. Thank you. Namaste.